This is Dr. Mejia, the gentleman for the patient Luis, L-U-I-Z, Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A, medical records on 4-A-0-3-4, date of birth 10-15-1956, referring physician. It's Dr. Mariana Sis, procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure, biopsy, state of the procedure, January 14, 2022, indications, screening for colon cancer, family history of colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, infection 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, rectosigmoid colon polyp, number 4, submucosal nodule in the sigmoid colon, likely mucosal prolapse versus inverted diverticular pure paragraph. Death from surgeon cecum, complication none immediately. Medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Open procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy, template, pure paragraph. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure in the rectosigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters. Erythematosum removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid descending colon, there's scattered diverticulosis present, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, about 30 centimeters from the anus, there is a submucosal nodule with erythematous. This appears to be a mucosal prolapse period versus an inverted diverticular period. Small biopsies were taken, period, paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appeared. Normal pure paragraph, semiflexure appeared. Normal pure paragraph, transverse colon scattered diverticulosis present. Pure paragraph, hepatiflexure ascending colon cecum appeared. Normal pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation, 4 monitor clinic, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, next number. We will consider an endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of submucosal nodule of the sigmoid colon period. End of dictation.